Midnight. Chair? Her voice is sleepy, distant. They have made long, slow love after the Dubrays finally left at 11 o'clock, and now she is drifting away. That's all right. He is drifting, too. He has a feeling that all his problems are solving themselves, or that God is solving them. I may take a week or so off after Christmas, do some inventory, poke around some new sites. I'm thinking about changing locations. There is no need for her to know about what Willie Slocum may be doing in the week before New Year's. She couldn't do anything but worry, and perhaps, perhaps not, he sees no reason to find out for sure. Feel guilty. Good, she says. See a few movies while you're at it, why don't you? Her hand gropes out of the dark and touches his arm briefly. You work so hard. Pause. Also, you remember the eggnog. I really didn't think you would. I'm very pleased with you, sweetheart. He grins in the dark at that, helpless not to. It is so perfectly Sharon. The Allens are all right, but the Dubrays are boring, aren't they? She asks. A little, he allows. If that dress of hers had been cut any lower, she could have gotten a job in a topless bar. He says nothing to that, but grins again. It was good tonight, wasn't it? She asks him. It's not their little party that she's talking about. Yes, excellent. Did you have a good day? I didn't have a chance to ask. Fine day, Cher. I love you, Bill. Love you, too. Good night. Good night. As he drifts towards sleep, he thinks about the man in the bright red ski sweater. He crosses over without knowing it, thought melting effortlessly into dream. 69 and 70 were the hard years, the man in the red sweater says. I was at Hamburger Hill with the 3-187. We lost a lot of good men. Then he brightens. But I got this. From the left-hand pocket of his topcoat, he takes a white beard hanging on a string. And this. From the right-hand pocket, he takes a crumpled styrofoam cup, which he shakes. A few loose coins rattle in the bottom, like teeth. So you see, he says, fading now, there are compensations for even the blindest life. Then the dream itself fades, and Bill Shearman sleeps deeply until 6:15 the next morning, when the clock radio wakes him to the sound of the little drummer boy.
This ends Disc 17.